Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today we're talking about the power within, and it's episode 192. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
The power within. Firstly, obviously, as human beings, we are flawed. And we have many moments of weakness. We have to forgive ourselves for that. We have to try not to torture ourselves and suffer lots of guilt as a result of, you know, our natural human being flaws and weaknesses. But I hasten to add, we're a hell of a lot more powerful than we all think we are. And there's many examples and many cases and many stories that we can gravitate to, which displays other people's strength when they didn't realize they had it, both physically and mental. And when we hear the stories ourselves, we think, jeepers, we could never do that. I'd never have that strength. But until you're in certain situations, you don't fully know. So you need to concentrate a little bit more on the power that's already within you that you need to cultivate and bring to the surface, as opposed to all our flaws and weaknesses. So obviously, if you spend more of your time thinking about how you could generate more power, and not more power over others, not a manipulation thing, more power within yourself, what's already within you, bringing it to the surface, the positive energy I'm talking about. It's actually amazing how much more energy you can access. We all can do more than we think we can. You know, we're all floating around every day in this bubble thinking that, you know, putting our mask on and putting a brave front on, but really inside ourselves being small boys and small girls who are afraid of a lot of things and not willing to admit it. And think that's fine for other people, but inside myself and inside my mind and inside my body, I have lots of self-doubt and negativity. Everybody thinks like that. It's not just you, me, everybody thinks like that. It is a matter of changing your mind and managing your own perceptions of yourself. So as I said, it's physical power as well as mental power development and bringing it to the surface, because I think it's already within you. I don't think it's necessarily something that you have to learn from scratch. I'll give you an example about physical power. So in my many years of coaching people, I particularly like holding the focus mitts. So the focus mitts are the pads that you put on your hands and you let people, so you'll see Mike Tyson doing a lot of training and absolutely blasting the pads with power. Now, when people come to me and they've already done a lot of training, they might be proficient boxers, kickboxers, MMA fighters, and they come to me, within a couple of minutes, I can get them hitting harder on the focus mitts. Now that I'm not saying this from you know, cockiness or you know, it's my job, it's what I've always done, especially if it's a beginner. If it's a beginner who's never hit focus mitts before, within a couple of minutes, I will have them generating a lot of power. Any good focus person, any good coach will be able to do this. But even if it's an experienced person, and that is because you remind them of certain things. And that is, how do you generate more power in the focus mitts? Well, first things first is your coach probably realizes that you can hit more than you realize. So your perception of how hard you hit isn't actually up to where it could be. So it's a matter of perception. But when you have someone guiding you and they remind you to rotate more, to turn your foot more, to focus more on your target, to breathe on impact, to root to the floor. It's fine moving around and bouncing around, but when you're actually coming to strike, you root to the floor to access that power. So you generate the power from the floor. That there's less wasted motion. You don't, especially if it's a straight punch like across, you wing your elbow, it's going straight. You focus your energy so that the fastest way between two points is in a straight line. So that's what you're trying to do with a straight punch or a cross. You focus on impact more so than on the feeling of power. Even hook punches, you know, many people think circular hook punches are wild, but they actually are very focused energy. And within a couple of minutes, as I said, even a professional needs to be reminded this, because when you're training as a professional, when you're not training for a fight, you're training for fun. So you don't do the discipline things to you know, you just train, you enjoy hitting the bag. You're not worrying about all the finer points of generating more power. So when you're reminded of these things within a couple of minutes, you can generate more power than you realize that you had. So it's the same in every area of life. Sometimes you just need to learn differently. You need to look at things differently. Having a good coach definitely helps. And here's a quick advert reminder that I am available. If you are someone that needs help, if you're looking for help with your goals, contact me through thesuccesssensei.com. It's a mindset shift that a lot of us need. And we need to start more focusing on how can I, as opposed to I can't. So instead of I can't, how can I? Mental and physical power to strive and to achieve, you really have to work on. So you need to work on your mental and physical power to strive and achieve. You need to have plenty. Oh, there's the alarm going off. I should have turned that off. Apologies. So you need plenty of mental and physical power to strive and to achieve. If you don't have it, you know, you're not going to have the motivation or the confidence to follow through. Then you need mental and physical power to maintain when you have achieved. So you need mental and physical power to strive and achieve when you're on your way up. You need mental and physical power to maintain when you have achieved. So you've got your lot, but you need to, if it was back in the olden days in the Wild West, you'd need mental and physical power to be able to protect again, you know, what you had against other people trying to pillage and steal. And then also mental and physical power you need to continue striving and achieving after you've already achieved, so you don't get too settled, you don't get too comfortable, and you stop growing. So I'll go through that really quickly in case I said it in a confusing way. You need mental and physical power to strive and to achieve. You need mental and physical power to maintain when you have achieved. And you need mental and physical power to continue striving and achieving after you've already achieved. You could substitute the word power for strength. We are talking about mental and physical strength. It's the same thing. Now, I know that's not enough for you, and I know everyone likes, you know, points and quick methods. So here's six of them for you. Number one, write and look at your goals every day. If you do that, that will absolutely help spur on your mental and physical strength and power that you need to go to achieve your goals. So number one, write and look at your goals every day. Number two, acknowledge your small wins. It's very important to acknowledge small wins build up to big wins, and they gain you more confidence along the way to realize that you can do it. Number three, I think this is a good one, and it's very understated. Breathe deeply before every big decision or nervous event. I think that's very understated, and we all forget to breathe. So breathe deeply before every big decision or nervous event, especially before making the decision. Give yourself that little barrier, that couple of seconds of a break, so that you can make a better decision. So you're not just flying emotionally into that decision. Anytime I fought, I would always do a good bit of really deep, fully inflated lungs breathing, just to get on top of the nerves so that I could deal with my opponent at hand. Okay. Number four, visualize your achievement as if it's already achieved. If you can't see it in your mind, it's going to be very hard to believe that you do have the mental and physical power to achieve it. So see it in your mind. See yourself achieving the things that you want to do. Whether you sit down and close your eyes and do it, whether you want to call it meditation or not, whether that term meditation puts you off, visualize your achievements as if you've already achieved them. Improve your sitting and walking posture. I know that's a random one. You might think it's a random one, but it's not. When you sit up straight, when you have good posture when you're sitting and good posture when you're walking, it does make you feel more powerful within. Now, again, not powerful over others, not cockiness, within yourself. You feel better, you feel more aligned, you feel more confident, and it actually makes you happier. You have a better view in the world. If you're shooting for the stars, but you're always constantly looking at the ground, what do you think your chances are? So improve your sitting and your walking posture, and walk with purpose. And number six, which I've already briefly alluded to, swap I can't to how can I. So instead of saying I can't do that, say how can I do it? And let the cosmos give you some answers. Let your subconscious give you some answers or give you some options, even if they're silly options. It's a different mindset, and it's one that can help you figure out how to achieve things that ultimately at the start, if you just classified it as I can't, it wouldn't give you a chance. So I'll go through those quick methods again. Write, number one, write and look at your goals every day. Number two, acknowledge your small wins. Number three, breathe before every big decision or nervous event. Number four, visualize your achievement as if it's already achieved. Number five, improve sitting and walking posture. And number six, swap I can't for how can I? Now, I'd love to hear what ones you have. I could have listed way more than six, and I'm sure you can too. So definitely let me know your feedback if you have any other ones that I overlooked or I didn't get a chance to write down. I haven't for ages asked anybody for a review, and reviews are so valuable to everybody in this podcast industry because it greatly affects organic growth and the way the algorithms are done. Specifically Apple iTunes, if anybody can take a minute and write up a review for the Success Sensei podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. I can't overemphasize how valuable it is to podcasters for gaining momentum, especially as I've mentioned before. It's such a solitary exercise that you're not sure what your reach is. You have plenty of self-doubt thinking that, will I continue? Is my audience growing? Are they getting sick of me? Are they getting sick of my episodes? Is there a calling? Is there an interest? Are people gaining? That's why all feedback is greatly appreciated, but especially reviews are greatly appreciated. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.